107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Ann Swerdfeger's on the line with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
And we've got some great news with Stratford Festival. Of course, it's been a great season, without a doubt, but we've got some big news this week with four productions.
Yes, we do. We have wonderful news. We're extending four shows.
Wow.
And one of them is into the Christmas time period. So that's going to be a great thing for the community.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Annie is a run for an additional 6 weeks through to mid-December. Is that right?
Well, December 14th. So it makes it perfect for your Christmas outing, Christmas parties, bringing people into town to celebrate Christmas. They'll be able to enjoy all the beautiful lights and all the gorgeous decorations in the downtown stores and restaurants. And they'll be able to come and see a wonderful Christmas show because, of course, Annie is set at Christmas.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
So throughout, it has great Christmas decorations and Christmas colors, and it's even got a song, A New Deal for Christmas. So I think it's going to be just terrific. And we have also extended the other musical, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Hardly justified calling it the other musical because everyone loves it just as much, and it is, of course, going to go until the end of November, and we are extending Macbeth until the end of November, and we are also extending the beautiful new production of Anne of Green Gables, and that will go until the middle of November.
Oh, that's
so
wonderful.
So, pretty exciting news. And you know what, JB? These four extensions will bring between $13 and $16 million into the community.
There you go, right there. And three of those shows at the Avon Theater, so the Avon Theater is going to be buzzing right through till November.
That's right. And, of course, everyone who has a downtown business loves to have people in those downtown theaters. Of course, it's great when the Festival Theater has people because there's almost 2,000 of them, so they're going to be everywhere in town.
Yeah.
But it is really good news for Stratford. And of course, there's financial risk for the festival involved. We have to pay for all those additional performances, and that's a couple of million dollars in itself. And so we need it to pay off, but if it pays off, it pays off big time for Stratford.
Oh, for sure. Well, when you talk about Annie, the hit musical, what a season with Annie.
Yeah, it's I haven't heard a person who has seen it who hasn't raved about it. It is spectacular. And of course, because Donna Fior is at the helm, the dancing is even more than anyone has ever seen in a production before. We have those wonderful new Broadway dance arrangements, the music for which has come from David Dobbin in New York, who works on Broadway regularly. And, of course, Donna has choreographed the entire show in her signature style, which is so impressive and so joyful. So it couldn't be a better show to have as our first experiment, really, with a holiday production.
Oh, without a doubt. And I've chatted with so many people that absolutely love the kids' chorus in the show. And there's great spotlights on each of the members, if you will, on the Stratford Festival Facebook page.
Yes, we are. We've done a cute little interview with each of the little orphans. So, of course, they're not orphans in real life. The little actresses who play the orphans. And that's what I had teased that I would call the series. I'm not an orphan in real life, but I play one on stage.
There you go. Yeah, so do check those out. Those are great spotlights on some unbelievably talented young people, certainly with Annie. And I guess maybe we can segue into this with the Meehan Forum, a busy month for July, and fans of Annie have got some things to look forward to as well.
They absolutely do. This week, I know that a lot of Stratford people are out at the Forum this week because it's CBC Ideas Week, and they're doing an amazing series about war and peace, but every one of those is sold out, so I know half of Stratford is going to those events every morning.
Nice.
But there are a couple of events related to Annie that I thought people would enjoy. One is called The Origins of the Orphan Literary Trope, so that also, of course, relates to the other Anne in our playbill, other than me, which is Anne of Green Gables. And we have some very interesting people, Professor Mavis Rimer coming from the University of Winnipeg, and Professor Michelle Ann Abate coming from Ohio State University, and they're going to look at that. The historical inclusion of the orphan in literature. And Laura Conlon is going to be on that panel as well. Then I was just in a phone call the other day, might have been only yesterday, with the folks at the Chicago Tribune, who are faithful attenders here at the Stratford Festival. They always send their writer and critic, Chris Jones. And Chris and two women from the Chicago Tribune archives, Corey Rumor and Marianne Mather, are coming down towards the end of July. I think it's July 26th this event is. And what I didn't realize until I spoke to them was that the Little Orphan Annie cartoon, or comic strip, I should say, originated in the Chicago Tribune. So it's a Tribune property, as they say. Ah. So they are going to present an incredible session from their archives about the history of Little Orphan Annie from the comic strip right through to the development of the stage musical. They did an event for us, the archives with Chris Jones, on the women of who inspired the musical Chicago, the real life murderers. Whenever we did Chicago, was that 2022, and it was a spectacular forum event. So I cannot recommend this highly enough. They'd love it if some kids were present too, but I know not a lot of children come out to forum events. They're usually doing camp or something more fun to them.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is going to be a really beautiful forum event. So, yeah, that is on July 26th, which is a Saturday, 10:30 to noon, down at the Tom Patterson in Lazaritas Hall.
Wonderful. It is so great to have the Meehan Forum. And I'm just thinking, gosh, with the Stratford Festival, you have these great shows, you have these great forum events, often spotlighting shows or other thematic things. I just don't know if there's any other sort of overall theatrical experience anywhere else out there like this. Is that fair to say?
There really isn't. We're very fortunate, of course. Somebody from St. Mary's wrote about how you really take for granted the things that are in your own backyard. He wrote that last summer, and he had sort of decided he was going to come and really do the Stratford Festival because he wasn't doing it all the time. And that's exactly what he wrote. Here, we have this here. It's nowhere else in the world, and we are so fortunate. And not only are we so fortunate to have it here, but I've also got another thing to say, is that we are now in the biggest sale of the year.
Yeah.
So you can get reduced price forum tickets. I imagine for the events that I've spoken about, but I'm not certain if they're included. The biggest sale of the year takes place during less than 1 week. It's over on July 14th. What are we at now? July 10th. It's over on July 14th.
Yeah, yeah.
And it means that we have selected more performances than we've ever put on sale before. So I think every production has at least some dates involved, and they're all select performances throughout the season. So tickets start at $19. This is your opportunity to get to the forum, but also, of course, to get out to the shows. And at this price, you can get out to see your favorites for a second or a third time. I am starting to hear people have gone to see Winter's Tale more than once. They've gone to see Dirty Rotten Scoundrels more than once. They've gone to see Annie more than once. They've gone to see Forgiveness more than once. People are really enjoying the season. Oh, of course, Anne of Green Gables more than once. Mm-hmm. They go themselves and they take some children. So it's really, it's a season. I think the Globe and Mail said they were gobsmacked
at
the strength of the season. So this is a great opportunity to get some, since we're local and dates are not as important as if you're coming from away, and of course you want to plan in advance and book your hotel and book your restaurants and all of that, but this sale is terrific for local people because they are specific dates. And the promo code for that is 118-286.
All right, 118-286?
Yes.
And stratfordfestival.ca is the website. Get your tickets now. Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Thanks so much for this, Ann. Again, more great news. Wonderful to hear.
Wonderful news. And I didn't mention, yes, people are coming to see Sense and Sensibility more than once, and people are dressing up for it in Regency costumes.
Oh, my gosh. Is that right?
Yes. Every show we see one or two, and sometimes more.
Oh, that's fun. It's a total theatrical experience only at Stratford Festival. Thanks, Ann.
Great to talk to you, Jamie. Thank you.
Oh, that's great.